I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Reva Shiner Comedy Awards, one of the few full-length play contests that awards the winner not only cash but also a full production. The Bloomington Playwrights Project received more than 225 submissions this past year, narrowed them to 10, and then made their choice, Artifice, a comedy by Anne Flanagan. Playwright Anne Flanagan's a Los Angeles-based writer, teacher, private investigator. Anne, on the basis of a brief description, it sounds as if a private investigator might be absolutely necessary to this story.
A little bit, yeah. Although most of the investigation I have done has been for insurance fraud, but it does come in handy.
In this particular one, a struggling artist gets his big break, but it happens mainly because he's dead?
Exactly. Unfortunately, in the art world, after one dies and no more work's going to be produced, then the work that they have produced goes up in value significantly.
But apparently there's a problem that he hasn't died?
It is. Like Mark Twain, the reports of his death have been greatly exaggerated, and he is, in fact, alive.
Hilarity results?
Exactly. Yes. Hopefully.
What gave you the idea for this particular thing?
Well, the idea came, the play I'd written before was a drama, and after writing that, I was a little wrung out, so I wanted to write a comedy, and a friend of mine who actually is a painter one day was complaining because he hadn't sold anything, and he just sort of set off the cuff, like, I have to die to make any money, and that just idea, and it's certainly not an original idea, but that comment stuck in my head, and I started fooling around with the idea. And that was the gem that got me started. And the other thing is, I'm an actor as well, and I wanted to write a really strong ensemble piece where there weren't any small parts, where there were no spear carrier parts. And so my goal was to write a piece where every single person in it has, like, a good solid part and has fun in it. And that's what I think I've accomplished.
And I think that's what the BPP reacted to. Now, I understand that the production of Artifice at the BPP has become a bit of a family affair?
It has. We're taking over. Yes, it's just through a happy coincidence. My stepdaughter, Amelia, is a student at Indiana University at Bloomington, and she's studying stage management, and the company had heard about her and asked her to assistant stage manage the show.
Amelia, can you join us?
Of course.
All right. So you're actually studying stage management at IU?
I am. I'm enrolled in Stage Management 1 right now, and I love it.
No kidding. And how did BPP contact you?
Well, I actually auditioned for the show, but acting's not really my shtick. So when I wrote down that I was also a stage manager, they contacted me after the play had been cast and asked me if I'd like to assistant stage manage, and of course jumped on the opportunity.
No kidding. What does an assistant stage manager do for a show?
Well, for this show in particular, I'm in charge of helping run rehearsals. I make sure the actors have breaks. I give them their line notes, which is really a sticking point for me because I want them to be word perfect because this is Anne's play and it's perfect.
Oh, boy. So does this add something kind of special to it for you, Anne, in a way?
Really does, and if I can brag a moment, I don't remember which director it was, but one of the directors that Amelia worked for when she had shown her book that the stage managers keep, the organizational book, they were just raving about it, saying it was one of the most organized books they had seen, so she's doing really well. And yeah, it's terrific for me because not only do I get to come see the premiere, but I get to see Amelia in her school environment, and I get to see a show that she's actually worked on, so it keeps getting better and better.
We've been talking with playwright and investigator Anne Flanagan, and student and assistant stage manager Amelia Vanderbilt. The upcoming production of Artifice, a comedy about the world of art, where it's sometimes better off if you're dead, opens at the Bloomington Playwrights Project December 3rd, plays through the 18th. By the way, the BPP's renovation celebration, opening night, takes place there. They're very happy about some of the changes they've made to the theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.